My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, as you go through your day, think about how you can tell the story of your daily events with a positive and grateful perspective. Most nights when my husband and I have dinner together, we talk for at least a little bit about what happened in our day. Was it good? Was it bad? What were the big events? Now, we've been apart for many hours, so a lot of different things happened. But which ones we choose to talk about and how we interpret them makes a big difference in how we'll feel about the day and what we'll remember from it. If something bad happened, do we tell it as a disaster? Or as a tale of resilience where we can learn something and use the positive lessons in the days ahead? Are we feeling grateful for at least one thing that went on? Psychologists say that we all carry a narrative around in our heads of our own lives. How we tell our stories helps determine how we live and function going forward. Kate McLean, a professor of psychology at Western Washington University, has studied the effect our personal narratives have on our own well-being. In one recent paper in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, she and her colleagues wrote that the stories we tell about ourselves not only reveal who we are, they make us who we are and sustain us through time. So, for example, even if you had a good childhood, you probably had some difficult experiences. Maybe someone was mean to you, you were bullied, or you broke a leg on the playground. But how you tell that story reveals a lot about how happy you're going to be. Do you see it as an event that scarred you forever? Or is it one that you learned from and that made you stronger and more resilient? One study by several academics, including psychology professor Jonathan Adler at Olin College of Engineering, found that people who tell more positive stories and with more elements of redemption have better life satisfaction and better mental health. In other words, if you can see the positives that came out of a negative experience and talk about those, you're going to do better and feel better moving forward. He found that people also do better when the stories they tell show them having some element of control and some connection with others. When I talk about telling your story, I'm not talking about creating fictions. Any life event has many elements to it, and what matters here is what you focus on. Once you tell a story about an event, it becomes fixed in your mind. If you tell it with humor and positivity, that's what it becomes forever. As one psychologist put it, the stories we tell become our identities. I talked to one woman recently who said that her husband had lost his job during the early days of the pandemic. It was really hard on him and on the family, but they had a little financial cushion and she was determined to keep an upbeat view. She said she was happy that they got to spend time together that they never would have had otherwise. By appreciating each other and expressing their mutual support, they got themselves and their family through the difficult time. Her husband now has another job, but she said she will always remember those previous months, not as a time of despair, but as a special time she had to bond with her husband. You can imagine how somebody else might tell that story of being out of work very differently. But that is now her story, the narrative of her life. She has a positive and grateful view of the experience. If a difficult time strikes again, she has that story of resilience and redemption and positivity to get her through. Her narrative says that bad times can be overcome and good ones appear. In a very different example, one young woman I know was taking a walk in the woods this past fall with a friend when the two of them saw a bear walking very close in their direction. Now, this could be a terrifying tale of why the woods have become dangerous and why she certainly won't go for walks there again. But as she told the story, it was hysterically funny. She and her friend began singing loudly to try to scare the bear from coming any closer. For some reason, the first song they thought of was from the Disney movie Frozen, and so they shouted out the chorus of "Let It Go" over and over again. And indeed, the bear let them go. How you tell your story of a day or an event at the time sets it in your mind for the future. Do you see yourself as the hero or protagonist of your own story, or the victim of outside circumstances? How you tell the story changes who you are, how you see yourself, and of course, how others see you. Tell the story with positivity and gratitude, and that will help mold you into a positive and grateful person. Thanks for joining me. I'd love to hear how you tell your stories. You can reach me at the contact link at www.janicekaplan.com. Thanks and have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.